Well, we have wrapped up the big celebration for the United Way 2022 campaign. Danae Alamano, the executive director, is joining me. And we can now, well, we already revealed it, so we can talk about the fact that you not only made your goal, you blew it out of the water.
Mm-hmm. I know. Another amazing year by the community of Bemidji.
So, I mean, we talk about the fact that we're not a rich community. And yet here we are looking at $701,148 raised for the United Way this year. It just blows my mind.
Well, like you said, we're not a rich community, but we're a giving community. I think that's what matters. People want to help other people. We're neighborly. We really care about those that don't have what we have. And I think that just shows in how the campaign went.
So, I mean, obviously this goes to a number of great great organizations, and I think that also is a factor. People know that the United Way doesn't just throw this money away. They give it to very worthy organizations.
Yeah, we have such a proven process in our vetting system. From every year, we allocate funds, but it's vetted first. You know, what do the agencies need? We have literal financial experts looking at finances. We tour the agencies, we interview the directors and their board members. It's super thorough in how those funds are then allocated to the places and people who need it the most. We get to balance out what's needed across the board in our community, and I think that's that proven process.
One of the things I've always called the United Way is like it's like a mutual fund of giving. You know, mutual funds, they take a lot of different stocks to help you retire comfortably. And the United Way looks at all of these organizations and picks organizations that are worthy of the dollars they get.
Definitely. United Way is across the globe. They have to, the allocations to agencies in the communities, the nonprofits, have to be doing work in basic needs, which is food and shelter, your health. And that could be mental health or physical health and education. And that means a lot of things, too, because United Ways believe that if you have food and shelter, if you're healthy, if you're educated, you have an opportunity to thrive. If you don't have those things, it's going to be pretty hard in life.
And if people want to know, well, who's getting these funds, you've got it all. You show it all at the United Way website, right?
Yes, we do. There's 24 agencies receiving the funds right now. From the United Way. We also partner with those agencies in pretty deep ways. We want them to be forward-facing, seeing as many clients as they can, and we're doing a lot of back-end work, whether it's creating programs that they don't have the capacity for, making websites and some of it comes internal from our office because we have expertise, you know, within the four of us that work there, but also we utilize the connections we have across the community to try to make those things happen too for the nonprofits that we partner with.
In addition to the fact that you have these 24 nonprofits, you also spearhead a number of initiatives on your own.
We do. But again, a lot of them come from our partner agencies. They're telling us what their issues are, and we're trying to make them happen. Transportation's a giant issue for our partner agencies, and we started a program called Wheels to Work, where we're doing car repairs for families who need it for work, school, or daycare. We're also, through Women United, starting a shuttle for the shelters in town. We help the food shelf start a mobile food pantry that goes up to Black Duck and Kellier every month. Transportation has been a big key piece of the work we've been doing lately because those agencies have told us that that's the barrier for their clients.
Well, the United Way has done it again, $701,148, way above the expected goal. 2023 campaign is kicking off. I'm sure down the road we'll find out what your goal is for next year, but do you have that yet?
I have no idea. There's all these analytics that come into play and where the goal lands because we want it to be realistic because we want the community to hit that goal. So more to come.
Well, here we are at Bemidji Brewing in their back room, and they are, of course, putting 10% of everything they sell this week to the United Way through Sunday. So if you come into the Bemidji Brewing between now and Sunday, you're helping kick off the 2023 campaign, correct?
Correct. I mean, even down to merchandise, everything is 10% to United Way through Sunday.
Well, Danae, congratulations. You are one of the true leaders of Bemidji, and you and your crew have done an amazing job once again.
Thank you so much.
We are here at Bemidji Brewing. I'm Kev Jackson for Paul Bunyan Broadcasting.